having grown up in New Mexico, I've had a lifelong love and admiration of the Navajo culture. And I found a word in the Navajo language that just knocks me out. The word is hoshk, H-O-E-S-H-K, hoshk. And I see in the Navajo consciousness, wealth, riches, mean nothing to them. What matters is you live every moment consciously of your appreciating every moment that you're involved. And if you do that, that's called living in Hoshik. And I find that really powerful. And I'm going to ask you guys, it's an easy word. It's just Hoshik. And it goes like this. Ho. Singing. Ho. Shh. One more time. Ho. Shh. We'll do that again later. The old man said it's in the canyon, it lives up there behind the mountain, every branch of every pinyon tree. Maybe I was just too young then, too damn smart, way too dumb then, took me all this time to finally see that it's everywhere I go. It is underneath my skin. It's more than I can know. And it's always in the wind. Lightning streaks across the desert. I hold you close, we try to measure how long till the thunder makes the sound. Sometimes it can rain forever, first a drop, then a river. Sometimes it don't even reach the ground. And it's everywhere I go. It is underneath my skin. It's more than I can know. And it's always in the wind. Waking aspens in the fall, a song in the morning, a lonely coyote crying at the night, the laughter of a little girl, dust devils in the distance, heat waves in the noonday sun, new fallen snow, the smell of her hair, the moon sitting up there on the mesa. Riding up like ships on the horizon after the thunder speaks, before the wind begins. And it's everywhere I go. It is underneath my skin. It's more than I can know. And it's always in the wind. It's what we can and cannot know, and it's always in the wind. Let's sing that word. Here we go. Oh.